Praise the Lord for precious Lord's table meeting.
Amen.
We can really, I think you can sense the Lord's satisfaction and the Father's satisfaction when we have a time we can really praise the Lord, Amen. Worship the Father. And after the table meeting, we're going to have a little bit of fellowship. I'd like to call it family fellowship.
Amen.
Last week, Brother Sherman shared with us the need for the church in Bellingham. This week, we'd like to share a little bit more concerning some of the needs. But before we share about the needs, I'd like to share something concerning, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the announcements, but there's been some readings attached to the announcements. And in the last couple of weeks, some of these readings are very appropriate to the fellowship we're having right now. So in the Lord's recovery, in the new man, which we're entering into quite rapidly, actually.
Amen.
The Lord is accomplishing something really wonderful in these last days. We don't talk about fundraising. We don't talk about prosperity gospel. What we talk about is the Lord's heart for us.
Amen.
And actually, we talk about the growth in life.
Amen.
And we talk about the Lord's move on the earth.
Amen.
Not only in our locality, but throughout all the earth.
Amen.
This is the work of the one new man.
Amen.
To bring in the Lord's return. To bring in the consummation of the age. And we are missing out on a part of the Lord's heart for us if we do not take care of this matter. Let me read to you this portion that we had a couple weeks ago from the collecting works of Watchman Nee. The problem today is not how much a person should offer, but the fact that money has laid hold of man's heart. In God's work, no one can keep his money on the one hand and say that his heart loves the Lord on the other. The Bible says that where our money is, there is the heart also. Matthew 6:21 says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This indicates the Lord actually cares for our heart.
Amen.
Right? The Lord cares for our heart. It's not so much the money, but it's our heart. You know, when the Lord was watching the offerings, and there were some that were openly showing how much they were giving, but then there was this poor widow who kind of in secret just gave a little bit. And the Lord was so impressed with this one because she gave all that she had.
Amen.
This indicated where her heart was. It wasn't so much the amount. It was her heart.
Amen.
Her heart was totally given. So that's where her money went.
Amen.
Where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
Amen.
And the Lord seeks to gain our heart.
Amen.
You know, today there is really only... There is the God of this age, and you can call that mammon. That is a real idol in God's people today. And how we grow in life, the Lord really cares about our growth in life. And the way in which we deal with mammon is a big part of our growth in life.
Amen.
So we all, the burden here is that the Lord opens opportunities for us. And this is not just a one-time thing. You know, we have to deal with this over and over again. Just like we have to deal with the matters of life over and over again to grow in life. This matter of mammon has a hold on man's heart. So we have to go to the Lord and deal with Him specifically. Lord, I may have dealt with this 2 years ago, I may have had a thorough dealing, But Lord, I need to come again to you today. Amen. Lord, how would you gain my heart?
Amen.
How would you gain my heart and release it from the hold of mammon?
Amen.
In order for our hearts not to be ensnared by money, we have to let the money go. If the money goes out of our pocket, the heart goes out with it. So this matter, Brother Washman Nee shared in 1938. Actually, I would encourage you all. So a lot of us are new believers, and Brother Washman Nee has a set of messages for new believers, and there is one called Managing One's Finances.
Right.
This message is actually a very crucial message that all of us should have read at least once. And the way that a believer manages one's finances is totally in contrast to the way that the world manages one's finances. And that verse, that actually what Brother Washman Nee shares with us and what the Bible shares with us, the way we manage our money is Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, they will give into your bosom.
Amen.
For with what measure you measure, it shall be measured to you in return. This is just beyond our comprehension. You know, I think the first time you hear the word managing your finances by Washman Nee, you might think, wow, he has some real wisdom on how we can deal with, maybe I have some stocks, mutual funds, and my savings, and how I take care of my retirement. No, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with give.
Amen.
This is the way that our Christian life is. The Lord has given us this way to deal with our heart.
Amen.
Of course, this is just one part of many parts of dealing with our heart. But I just wanted to open with this, that this is not just a matter of a current need today, which there is. There's a current need. But this is an ongoing matter of the growth in life. It shows where we are, you know. And we have to come over and over again to the Lord to deal with Him specifically. If you read those messages, you will see, you will be very touched. Today we live in a land of excess and a land of plenty, especially in this region, the Northwest, and especially with the current situation that many of us are in. We have a very special thing that we have to overcome. Many believers in other parts of the world, they have to overcome persecution. They have to overcome hardship in just their daily life to meet. It's dangerous for some to meet. We know this. So they have to overcome special circumstances to go on with the Lord. We here have a special circumstance we have to overcome. That is, how do we escape being ensnared by this age? How do we escape being ensnared by wealth? Being ensnared by such a fast-paced life in technology? There is a snare for the saints here. And this is one thing that we have to deal with here, right? So another announcement that we had, some readings, a few practical points. Brother Lee fellowshipped in 1984. And I felt like you could substitute Taipei with Bellevue. This was his view. At present, there are only 5,000 saints meeting in the church in Taipei. Of course, we don't have 5,000. But this is his view. But we hope that by the next year, we will have recovered more than 3,000 of the dormant saints. So they had 21 meeting halls at this time. And his view was that given the increase we expect, we cannot hold that many saints. with the increase. Maybe right now we are okay, but in the next couple of years, we cannot hold that many. We are limited by what we have in Taipei, in Bellevue. You could say, today, we have a good number of saints, and this meeting hall right now is somewhat sufficient. But we should see that the Lord has an increase. Amen. The Lord has His way to move and to grow in Bellevue.
Amen.
And we may be holding the Lord back.
Amen.
If you look at the history, 1984, 21 meeting halls and 5,000 saints, you can see today that the situation is flourishing.
Right.
And that was because the saints at this time had received the fellowship. However, this is not good for the long term. If our numbers continue to increase, dividing into two groups will not be adequate. Okay. And so the brotherly fellowship was, the brothers and sisters need a heart that is willing to offer up everything to the Lord.
Amen.
We are on the earth today for the Lord's testimony in this age. The earth has become like a small village in which every country and major region are closely related. He spoke this in 1984. Even so, more now. They didn't have the internet then. They didn't have, you know, video calls. Today, the earth is even closer. We thank the Lord that by His blessing and mercy, Taiwan is economically developed. Wouldn't you say that where we are is economically developed? Because we are under this blessing and we love the Lord, we should give more material offerings. So, this is what Brother Lee's fellowship was. Most of the offerings will be used to support the full-timers, to spread the gospel, and to build meeting halls. If a locality cannot use all the offerings it receives, it can care for other localities. If the churches in a country cannot use all the offerings they receive, they can care for the churches in other countries. Brothers and sisters, we have entered into this.
Amen.
You realize in the past year, the church in Bellevue has partaken of so many needs in the Northwest and internationally. And we have, the saints here have been faithful to give. This indicates our level of growth in life. We have given for Berlin, for a meeting hall there. We've given for a meeting hall in Fiji. We've given for the church in Vancouver, BC. We've given for Portland. We've given for Yakima. There is many needs, and we are right now realizing there is a need in Bellingham, which is a crucial need that we opened up last week. But brothers and sisters, we have to realize that there is a need here in Bellevue also. And we have been faithful to take care of all those needs, but we should realize there's a need here. And the fellowship here is that all of our giving, this, where does it go? It goes to the support of the full-timers. Brothers and sisters, we are supporting six full-timers who are on the University of Washington campus. We are supporting half-time, 50% with the church in Seattle. We are also supporting some other full-timers who are in the ministry, in the work. Brother Mark Robbie, Brother Sherman. We are supporting the costs for all the travel that is required for the ministry. The church in Bellevue has had a special portion in this.
Amen.
We send brothers all over the earth. And this has been the Lord's blessing.
Amen.
And the Lord has really, I mean, really, this has been a blessing for the church in Bellevue.
Amen.
This meeting hall itself has not just been for Bellevue. We've had the semi-annual conferences here. And I think you can tell lately, we've been packing this meeting hall out. Without this facility, we wouldn't be able to hold those conferences. The Lord has blessed the church in Bellevue.
Amen.
And has made use of everything that we've given so far. But brothers and sisters, there are certain needs we need to support today. We are looking to the Lord. How do we move into districts? How can we have a vital church life that is not just all... Sometimes we don't have a situation where all the saints can function. And it is more vital that we are in a situation that we can function in districts. We don't know exactly. We're seeking the Lord's leading. But for the church in Taipei to go from 21 to, I don't know how many, at least 70 probably now, meeting halls. For the church in Bellevue, we have one meeting hall. But we have this, we have all the saints here. And we have an increase that is coming. There is a need coming. But today, we also have the need of, we are taking care of the parking lot, which is actually a fairly significant, it's not just the parking lot. We're opening up another entrance and adding some parking stalls. That need will be approximately $160,000. We also, I don't know if you've noticed, our roof has been neglected for some time. That is going to be quite an expense. We have just purchased a property on Bellevue College. We are looking to how can we eventually have a district in that area. There will be some needs for that. Brothers and sisters, there is a need for the increase in Bellevue.
Amen.
So we should realize the Lord is moving here.
Amen.
So we should come to the Lord. Lord, how can I deal with you in this matter?
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You know, when you walk into this meeting hall, you should have the feeling, this is my meeting hall.
Amen.
Right? When you walk into the church in Seattle, when you walk into any of the churches, any of the meeting halls in the Lord's Recovery, you should have the realization, this is my meeting hall.
Amen.
I as a member of the body of Christ,
amen,
am responsible for this place.
Amen.
Every one of us should have this feeling. That's because this is the real entering into the new man.
Amen.
Not only do we pray for one another, not only do we fellowship with the other saints, but we can directly participate practically in this matter.
Amen.
So let's just all go to the Lord and see how the Lord would touch us in meeting this matter.